Republican Representative Jeff Stone made the case for the amendment. He maintains it's not an effort to restrict access to the polls by minority or Democratic voters.
We want to make sure that everyone has what they need to vote, that everyone who is eligible to vote votes, and that those votes are counted fairly and accurately.
Stone noted Illinois has a 2-week cutoff for voter registration and a specific voter ID. Still, Andrea Kaminsky with the League of Women Voters said the amendment is not needed.
This amendment is a draconian solution to a trumped-up problem. Allegations of any kind of widespread voter fraud have not held up to the investigations that have followed.
Milwaukee Democrat Representative Annette Williams said requiring an ID to vote is different than showing ID in order to board a plane.
That's a decision or a choice that I made that I like to fly, so you're going to use your ID. But voting, that's another. That's just like breathing. It's a right. It's like drinking water.
Elections and Constitutional Law Committee member Republican Phil Montgomery said a constitutional amendment is needed because Governor Jim Doyle could use his partial veto power to rewrite voter ID legislation. Doyle has twice vetoed similar measures. The committee voted 5-3 to forward the amendment to the full assembly. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.